Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Watch Your Roots. It's Tuesday morning. I want to bless everyone this morning with this treacherous things that went on yesterday. April the 15th, 2013. We won't forget it soon. This is here, there, and everywhere where we go. We fringe. We loon out. We're called crazy. We're called insane. We're told we don't know what we talk about, what we're talking about. We're told we're just too far out there. But are we? We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. For they help us learn to be patient. Abba, Father, incline your ear to my petition. Angels of God, hear my words as I lean before the throne and I ask with a humble and contrite heart, Abba, Father, as I lean on to your wisdom and I follow your ways, I look for understanding. I look here and I look there. And I see a world in confusion and in distress. I see broken hearts. Father, Abba, incline your ear. Place a hedge of protection, my King. My Father, listen to my prayers today. And bless those that grieve. Strengthen the hearts of those in travail. For we are weary travelers. Our hearts look for strength today. And we look for mercy for those that suffer. Because in a moment, their frail lives have been changed and a shadow has been placed on them. While we busily rush around to our ends that mean nothing, while we heap up riches for someone else to spend, please protect those that are weeping and grieving today. We lift them up to you, Father, for the mothers that lost children. Incline thine ear, Father, because I wait patiently, and I want you to help me. I want you to hear my cries. Lift me out of the pit of despair. Lift me out of the bog and the mire and set my feet on hard, firm paths. Father, steady me. Steady me as I walk along. Save me from being overpowered by my sins, while even fools mock me. But you will mock them then. Teach me how to pray, Father. My soul panteth after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while others say unto me, where is thy God? We will be persecuted. We will be rejected. The wicked will not need to borrow things to say against us. It's their world. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish. They will vanish like smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. And those that the Lord blesses will inherit the land. The theme for today, persecution, patience, peace, perseverance equals righteousness. Really struggling in this world. I'm struggling trying to just realize that all of the potentiality for evil to be perpetrated against humanity over the next weeks and months is just almost staggering. But I know that I need to lean on God, and I need to not be confused or walk in darkness, because the Father Creator God has told us to keep our mind on higher things. Things of the spirit, things of joy, things of love, things that unite and not divide. I would encourage anyone who would like to call my host caller number. The number is located at the top of your screen, more than likely, is my remembrance. Anyway, the number is 213-943-3434. If you'd like to talk to me, sweet, talk me. Or even argue with me. Wow, we're going to be persecuted. How do we know this? Have you not read in the scriptures? That's what Jesus used to say. Do you remember what I told you? A slave isn't greater than his master. So since they persecuted me, naturally they're going to persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would listen to you. The people of the world will persecute you because you belong to me, for they don't know God who sent me. They would not be guilty if I had not come and spoken to them, but now they have no excuse for their sin. Anyone who hates me also hates my Father. So, if we're to be persecuted, how do we get through it? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And though I know I do walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear any evil, because I know my Father, Abba, the King, is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. He prepares for me a table in the presence of my enemies, and anoints my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Because goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But because I know I'm going to be persecuted, how do I know I'm going to be persecuted? If someone mistreats you because you're a Christian, don't curse him. Pray that God will bless him. We know we will be persecuted, but in patience, we're supposed to go forward. Are we not? With love to go forward with humanity. If I had the gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them and could speak in every language there is in all of heaven and on earth, but didn't love others, I would only be making a noise. If I had the gift of prophecy and I knew all about what was going to happen in the future, knew everything about everything, but I didn't love others, what would it do? Even if I had the gift of faith so that I could speak a mountain and make it move, I would still be worth nothing at all without love. If I gave everything I have to the poor and if I was burned alive for preaching the gospel but did not love those others, what value would it be? None, whatever. Love is very patient and kind. It's never jealous or envious or boastful or proud. It's never haughty or selfish or rude. Love doesn't demand its own way. It's never irritable, depending on the month, time of the month, or touchy. Well, that kind of edges on that. It does not, well, then there's a gender thing that goes, oh, sorry for digressing. It does not hold grudges, and it will heartily even notice when others do wrong. If you love someone, you will be loyal to them, no matter what the cost. You'll always believe them and expect just the best of them. And you will always stand your ground in defending them. And all spiritual gifts and powers from God will someday come to an end, but love goes on forever. So we walk with patience. We also know that we're peace bearers and not strife workers. We don't want to bear strife in the family. What does that do for us? It doesn't build us up. It only divides us, and that's what Satan loves. Glory to God in the highest heaven, they sang, and peace on earth for all of those pleasing him. All of those. And the angels. And when this great army of angels had returned again to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about. Haven't you heard? Didn't you read in the scriptures what the Lord Father says about patience and peace and persecution, all those equating into righteousness? Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong, for like the grass, they will wither. They are soon going to wither. Like green plants, they're going to die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell on the land and enjoy a safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. And he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Try to refrain from anger and always with gentleness and peace, turn away from wrath. Don't cause a fret. It only leads to evil. Only those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land, because at that time, the wicked will be no more. Only the meek will inherit the land and enjoy the great peace. At that time, we're going to draw near just to the Lord. The Lord's going to pierce their hearts and realize better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. But through this, we have to persevere, because we have a long time to go. And what does it take to persevere again? Everything that comes from the Lord and his word, for without it, we're defenseless. We rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know they are good for us, for they help us learn to be patient. And patience and strength of character is in us, and it helps us to trust God more and more until we use it so often that finally nothing but our hope and faith are strong and steady. Nothing but our hope and faith through the perseverance of this age, where the King of Darkness perseveres. And we wait for the Son of Light, or the Light, to show up here where we are in this age of darkness, where things like yesterday happen, planned and plotted out probably for years. So what does it say about perseverance? Since we have such a huge crowd of men of faith watching us from the grandstands, let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back, and especially those sins that wrap themselves so tightly around our feet and trip us up, and let us run with patience the particular race that God has set before us. Keep your eyes on Jesus, our leader and instructor. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because the joy he knew would be his afterwards. And now he sits in the place of honor by the throne of God. If you want to keep from becoming faint-hearted and weary, think about this: patience and persevere. Because as such sinful men did those terrible things to him, don't be angry when the Lord punishes you, or be discouraged. He has to show you where you are going wrong. For when he punishes you, it proves that he loves you. Let God train you. Whoever heard of a son who was never corrected? While we persevere during this age, for the fig tree generation. when all prophecy comes to pass, when all trials and tribulations come to pass, when all travailing like a woman, the beginning of birth pains starts out very slowly. But boy, before it's over, it's just a continuous stream of pain. Unbearable pain until the birth. And then you forget the pain. And all you remember is the joy. You need to keep on patiently doing God's will if you want Him to do for you all that He's promised. Abba, Father, incline thine ear and let me bring into remembrance your promise that you made to me. Let me climb into your lap, Father, while we travail. Let me live in faith while I trust you in everything. Because otherwise, I know, God, you will have no pleasure in me. My faith assures me of my soul's salvation while I wait, while I pray, while I live in persecution, but am patient and peaceful while they persecute me, while I live in love and persevere so I can walk in righteousness. Because I have faith, I walk not by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And my faith is a confident assurance that something that we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it right ahead. But because men of God, even in the days of old, were famous for their faith, by believing in God, we know that the world and the stars, in fact, all things were made at God's command, and that they were all made from things that cannot be seen. It was by faith that Abel obeyed God, brought an offering that pleased God more than Cain's offering did. God accepted Abel and proved it by accepting his gift. And though Abel is long dead, we can still learn lessons from him about trusting God. Enoch trusted God too. That's why God took him up away to heaven without dying. Suddenly he was gone before God took him. Before this happened, God had said how pleased he was with Enoch. You can never please God without faith, without depending on Him. Anyone who wants to come to God must believe that there is a God and that He has rewards for them and that they earnestly wait for them. They sincerely every day, like the deer who panteth for water, seeks God and those rewards that come for those who sincerely look for Him. And even Abraham did this because he was confident, waiting for God to bring him to that strong heavenly city whose designer and builder is God. What about the persecution and the patience? Our righteousness. God's going to bring us back to life again. He wants to give us future blessings. He even wants us to have blessings now. But we must keep our eyes on Jesus, our leader, our designer, and our instructor. He was the only one that was willing to go to death on the cross. And he still punishes those who love him. But it was Jesus who brought us into a wonderful new agreement through his death on the cross and the blood, the atoning blood that was sprinkled so graciously for the forgiveness of sins. Instead of crying out for vengeance as the blood of Abel did. So see to it that you obey him who is sprinkling you. For if the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger, how terrible our danger is if we refuse to listen to God, who speaks to us from heaven. Obey. And don't forget to do good and share what you have with those who are in need, because those such things are pleasing to God. With Jesus' help, we continually offer our sacrifices of praise, prayer, persecution, patience, and peace, so that we will persevere and we will walk in righteousness. Because we are told by God to do this, to glorify his name. Remember, don't you remember he told you that there would be suffering with him? That there would be the bearing of his shame in the final days. But we will have an everlasting home in heaven. This world is not our home. We have an everlasting home in heaven. Pray for everyone. Keep your conscience clear. Pray for the people of Boston, Massachusetts. May the great shepherd keep you under his rod and his staff. May we all join together, for the fear of the evil will not prevail. We have the full armor of God and the helmet of salvation. We walk in faith. We walk with our family. We pray for each other. And we're full on aware. We will be rejected because we are the lunatic fringe, a strange and peculiar nation. Priests of the Most High God. Priests and kings. Watch. He's coming. Wait patiently. He will lift you out of the pit of despair and set your feet on a hard, firm path. He's walking with you. God bless you. Thank you for coming with me today into this wonderful, wonderful, holy letter that Yahweh wrote to us. through his prophets. And remember, there's going to be a day when God puts the end to arrogance and those who are gloating now. And you will be the one that shines. And you will no longer be frail as breath, but you will be walking down that path of firmness with Yahushua and the Father Jesus. God bless you. I hope to talk to you again soon. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.